Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, noparish.com, John 424 Radio. Coming to you again. Hope you had a great day, evening, morning, whatever it is. I want to talk to you today about testing your traditions. Testing your traditions. Yeah, really basic concept, basic Christianity 101 traditions and things that we do. But you know what? It's so important that we cover these over and over, because so many people are deceived by false traditions, and so many false traditions and new false ways are coming in. Constantly have to remind people and teach them about this. So I want to briefly talk about the keeping of and testing our faith traditions. Now, I want to be clear, I'm speaking about faith traditions here. When I'm out street preaching, I'll start talking about faith traditions, and these men will say to me, oh, you drive a car, you use a phone, you use the internet. I'm not talking about things that are not related to our faith in God. I'm talking about faith traditions, anything that we are tying to Christ and our faith in Him. I want to share this verse with you. My ministry started out and is built on this verse. God's a spirit. Those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. John 4:24, right? Truth matters to God. It should matter to His children born of Him. Amen? Jesus goes on to tell us in John 14:6, He is the truth. You know, people always talk about Jesus in many, many different ways. But a lot of people ignore that He is the truth, because they know the truth calls them to a certain standard. We also know from Ephesians 5:9 that the fruit of the Spirit is goodness, righteousness, and truth. Isn't that awesome? So if we have the Spirit of God in us, truth is going to be propagated in us. Now, all of this matters because truth matters to God. The truth that we carry, that we know, that we've been given, must be lived out in faith traditions in our daily life. Or we keep lies, we have no truth, we have no hope of eternal life to come. This is a fact. God is truth. So those who claim Him and expect to go be with Him should walk in truth, not false ways. So first, I want to cover what God's Word says about traditions, and then let's go into some of them as a recap, a refresher, talk about them, some true ones from false ones, so you can test yourself, right? Now, Jesus warns us of your faith being in vain if you keep false man-made traditions. Matthew 15. But He answered them and said, why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor thy mother and father, and he hath cursed father or mother, let him die the death. Ye hypocrites, well do Isaiah prophesies of you, saying, these people draw nigh to me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Those are some pretty bold words right there. I use that all the time. If you're keeping man-made traditions that are not of God, Jesus says you worship God in vain. That should terrify people. Sadly, it doesn't. They're so void of the truth. Evidence that they're not born of God, right? Truth is one of the fruits of the Spirit. How about Apostle Paul, Brother Paul? He commanded this, 2 Thess 2:15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you've been taught, whether by word or by our epistle. So we have this mandate from the Holy Word of God to cling to truth and the true traditions of God taught in the Scripture, not man-made, made-up false ways. What's the opposite of truth, I ask you? Lies, right? Well, we're told this in Revelation 22:14-15. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates of the city. For outside are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. These are clear and stark warnings to God's people and any all people to seek after truth and avoid all lies. This is God is made of truth and righteousness and holiness. There's no lie in him. There's no falseness in him. There's no sin in him. Right? Psalm 119 says, I hate all false ways. Do you hate all false ways? Do you hate false traditions? If you're keeping them, you don't hate them. You're part of them. Now, let me share with you a great example I just had the other day. I was out getting some building materials, ran into a old order Mennonite man, turned out to be an elder. And when I quoted the verse to him about keeping the traditions Paul talked about, this man said, well, we do keep our traditions. And he really was convinced that keeping Anabaptist traditions, and we all know they keep Christmas, Easter, false traditions like he had a little black hat on. And you can't join their body unless you wear a little black hat. He actually believes that they're keeping the traditions that Paul talked about. And I informed him that's not true. And he wasn't very happy with me. His little black hat, again, really said a lot. He told me that his black hat is a comfort to him. When I told him he shouldn't preach the word of God with his head covered, per Paul in 1 Corinthians 11, he said his hat is a comfort to him. And he actually stopped talking to me because he had his hat on. So this is very sad, these false man-made traditions that they cling to. Lest you wear a hat, you can't join them. Where is that in the Word of God? You'll find it nowhere. It's another vain tradition. Now, you may laugh at that, men wearing little black hats, but it really isn't that uncommon or really that far out there, because there's many such traditions that exist that are found nowhere in God's Word that are even more popular. Let's look at some in the evangelical and the Roman Catholic world, the keeping of their false traditions. Again, this might be really fundamental, but really you need to root yourself in these truths, because you're going to face this all the time when you're living, you're ministering, you're preaching, you're witnessing. You're going to face all these false traditions, and you got to be ready to stand fast against them. Let's go through some of them, and I have articles at don'tperish.com on the teaching blog for all of these. Christmas, it's a false pagan holiday. Easter, it's a false pagan holiday. Good Friday, it's a false pagan holiday. Emotional instrumental music, not ordained of God. Sunday as the Lord's Day, that's a lie. Sunday is not the Lord's Day. One modern pastor that teaches all the time and rules and lords over everyone, that's not God's model at all. He always had multiple elders. Compromised worldly standards. Yes, linking yourself with the world. James 4:4 says to be friends with the world makes you God's enemy. Easy believe gospels. Gospels that don't require you walk in holiness and obedience as fruit that you know Christ. Paul says in Galatians 1, you're accursed if that happens to you. Corrupt Bible translations. What can we say about that? They twist, corrupt, pervert the word of God to their own demise. The Bible says don't add or take away from his word. The Roman Catholic Mass. This is just a perversion with some of God's word added into it. Sunday school. This was taken from the secular world and added to the so-called body of Christ. It's not. Lady pastors. Feminization has come in everywhere in the culture and in the churchianity systems. Paul said women are not to usurp authority or teach. Praying to Mary, this is just idolatry, praying to a human being. This is not what God ordained. Naming yourself after men, Lutherans, Mennonites. That man I met, he didn't like that when I reminded him about that. These are all false traditions and not of God. And you are going to run into people every single day that are keeping these false traditions. This is why you need to be sharp in these things. You need to be ready to stand against these things. You need to be ready to speak about these things and speak life and truth into people, because these traditions are going to damn their souls. It's called sin and heresy and false ways. If you go to don'tperish.com, I have a link right on the main website that says you've been lied to, and I list a whole bunch of false traditions that so-called saints are practicing today to their demise. Now, next, if we look at the culture, the worldly systems, Satan's system around us, 2 Corinthians 4:4, he's the god of this world, we'll see things that so-called churchianity, so-called Christians, have adopted into their faith lives as well. Ready? Things like wedding rings. God never ordained those. That's a pagan symbol. Wakes and pagan ways and funerals. God never ordained that. Valentine's Day. It's actually an old sex holiday. Yeah, I've got articles on that. Look it up. 4th of July here in America. They've brought in this faith into the country and patriotism, and we're blessed by God. No, none of that is true. Not at all. Worldliness via Christian movies and Christian sports camps. This is not of God. This is carnality and covetousness. Youth camps doing foolish, silly, carnal things with the youth when they're to be sober-minded and trained up in the ways of God. How about colleges and Bible schools? God did not ordain special Bible colleges and schools that teach the Bible. He ordained families to do that and the Holy Spirit and ordained men to teach. We don't need colleges and Bible schools. Patriotism. They've merged their faith in God with their love of their freedom and the nation, turned it into idolatry. How about politics? Paul says no soldier gets entangled in the affairs of the world that he may serve the one who has called him. Yet Christians, especially in America and other countries I know, get really wrapped up in the political world around them when Christ's kingdom is not of this world. Why are we even wasting our time in those things that Paul and Peter and Jesus never wasted their time in? How about this one? War. America's guilty of this one. So-called Christian nation, but goes to war, was founded in war. This is not of the New Testament mandate for God's people. How about the love of material things and money? Yep, money has become an idolatrous thing. Money's not evil. It's the love of money and things that becomes evil. And violence, you know, because of sports and movies and hobbies and video games, America and the world is awash in violence. And God destroyed the earth one time in Noah's day because of violence. So that just gives you a few to kind of think about. None of those things are to be of God's holy people, yet many so-called saints have added them into their faith life. Think about that. They're adding it into their faith life. God says, do this. They say, I'm going to do this and this. This is rebellion. It's as the sin of witchcraft. Now, not long ago, I did an article, you can find it on my teaching blog from don'tperish.com, called Strange Fire. This is where we warn people about changing, adding, adjusting what God has commanded. God killed people over that. You need to take that really serious and find out if you really want to tempt God and go against his ways, linking false, sinful things to a holy, holy, holy God. So I just encourage us all to test the things that we do daily regarding our faith. Ask yourself, where did they come from? Are they biblically based? Can you go to the Word and prove them? Are they there? Can you really add or take away from anything that God has ordained? He's the one that makes things holy. He's the one that requires what he wants for worship, not us. He's God. We're his servants. Now, we know this as a fact. If you're a Bible-believing saint, we live in very strange times. Good is evil. Evil is good. I want to encourage you, true holy saints, you brethren, the very things that are in God's word, the narrow road gospel, the seeking of holiness as fruit you know him, biblical dress and head coverings for women, tunic-like garments for men, coming out of the world and the world's systems, rejecting compromised churchianity and the people that claim Christ but live in sin and wickedness, all these things and so many more are right in God's word. Yet we true saints are called legalists, work-based, Pharisees, whatever. Yet, the very same people that will say that hold to all of these things, or many of the things I just listed to you, found nowhere in Scripture, that are really rooted in man and sin, and they do it, and they glory in it, and they boast about it. Yeah, this is the times that we live in. The fact is, and I'd like to remind people, to love and serve God is to obey Him. 1 John 5:3. This is the love of God, keeping His commandments. And it is to live right. That means to live righteous. Romans 6:13. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. So saints, I want to encourage you, if you're being persecuted, if you feel different, if you're left out, if you're struggling because you don't have a lot of saints with you, you're standing for the truth. You're standing in holiness. I want to encourage you, that's right where you're supposed to be. Not in compromise, not in sin, not in man-made traditions. Numbers mean nothing. When God's on your side, it doesn't matter how many people are against you. And when God's against you, it doesn't matter how many people are on your side. Go ponder that, will you? Now, for these reasons I brought up, this is why I hammer hard on doctrine. Doctrine means instructions. It's how we know how to live for Christ. You get hired on a job, they hand you a manual, they say learn it and obey it. This is how you know how to work for that company. When you go to get a driver's license, they give you the manual. They say, here's the rules of the road. This is how you know how to drive on the road. You can't make your own ways up. You can't just disregard half the book. No, you'll be killed in a car accident. You'll get tickets, or you'll get fired if it's a job. Well, the Word of God is even more important, and you'll get cast out of eternity, or the hope of eternity, because you live and you love lies. So this is why I hammer hard on doctrine. Most people ignore sound doctrine, or they've traded God's holy ways for more flesh-pleasing ways, more popular ways, to their own demise. They've been sold a false gospel of grace alone, faith alone. God doesn't really hold us to any standards. And they ignore that we're in a covenant, the new covenant, the blood covenant. And covenants have two parties and rules and agreements to be kept, or the covenant is void, like a marriage. The marriage works when husband and wife are faithful. When one runs off with someone else, the covenant is then void. So this is why I hammer hard on doctrine and making sure that people walk in it that claim Christ and know what is on the line here. I want to leave you with Brother Paul, 1 Timothy 4:12 through 16. Let no man despise thy youth, but be an example of the believers in the word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to the reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Paul loved doctrine, so should we. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto doctrine. He says it again. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. Paul thinks doctrine, truth, is so important. It's part of your salvation. Why? Faith and works go together. We need Christ's perfect righteousness for us to even have a chance to enter into the kingdom of God. Then we must walk in righteousness, fruit, producing much fruit, abiding in His Word, John 15, which is evidence we know Him. If you claim a faith in Christ and you live in sin and you don't strive for much fruit and holiness, you're lying to yourself. Don't be deceived. I don't want you to be deceived. So I encourage you to go test yourself. See that all the faith traditions you're doing, are they truly of God? Or are you born into them? Have they been handed down to you by men? Did you pick it up from all these false teachers on the internet? Are you on the path to vain worship of God? Will you be cast out via these false ways? Here's a fact I want to leave you with. If it's not of God, it won't be in eternity. If you're claiming God, you should best give it up now. If you hope to reach eternal life as one of his children, you don't walk in darkness. 1 John 1:6 says, if we walk in darkness, we don't have the truth and we're liars. So consider that when it comes to these false traditions. Consider that when it comes to keeping the commandments of God, the ordination of God, the ordained ways of God, the covenant of God, keeping sound doctrine. Test all your ways. Be ready to give an answer about Christmas, Easter. Every time, every year when the holidays come up, I sharpen my sword on all of these holidays. We have Valentine's Day coming up. I sharpen my sword so I can warn people. When Christmas and Easter and all these other holidays come up, I sharpen my sword. It's a constant, constant thing we do as Christians. It's very redundant, very repetitive, but you know what? Living a godly life is very repetitive. It's the same truth, it's the same doctrine, it's the same Savior, it's the same Word, it's the same brother, and it's the same love, it's the same everything. We just keep doing it. That's where our endurance comes in. So I hope this has encouraged you, going over some fundamental stuff, I know. But never lose sight of how important doctrine is to the true born-again saint. Never lose sight of testing all things, all traditions, to make sure that you're walking in the ways of God. So many people are deceived, lost in their sin, lost in man-made traditions, and we want better for them. It's why we speak up. Ask yourself, we sell nothing. We're not popular. We don't have a building to fill up. Why do we spend our time pouring out the truth of God, encouraging people to repent and strive in the kingdom of God? Why do we do this? Well, it's because the Spirit's in us drives us to goodness, good works, righteousness. He drives us to truth. We love God, we love our neighbor, and we want better for all those people caught up in the false ways of man, the flesh, and Satan's kingdom around them. Repent and obey the gospel. I hope this has been a blessing to you. Again, go to don'tperish.com, go to the teaching blog. Lots of resources for you. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Get out of those false traditions of man. Hate every false way. Cling to the truth of God. Walk in the light. Glorify this awesome Savior till he comes. This has been Brother James. We love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day walking in the traditions of God. May God be praised.